Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Every day, it seems like there's more issues regarding sexual orientation, gender identity, discrimination, rights. We could go on and on. And we're going to talk about something that's going on in Florida today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mee, Director of Communications with Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. Matt, it seems like we just continually talk about this subject.
And it's not because we're obsessed with it. It's because the left is obsessed with pushing this radical LGBTQ, LMNOPQRS, whatever what I call the alphabet soup of nonsense, whatever agenda underlies that, they're intent on pushing it down the throats of every American. And so we're operating from a defensive posture here, not an offensive posture.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have an incredible team here at Liberty Counsel. Every day we're dealing with these issues. And one of our amazing team members, Roger Ganim, who is Assistant VP of Legal Affairs, is one of our attorneys here. And he's been involved in an issue from his hometown, Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome, Roger.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Tell us what's going on there in Jacksonville and how you're being involved.
Well, Jacksonville is fighting now for the third time against a new ordinance that would add sexual orientation and gender identity, or SOGI, to its non-discrimination law. It was defeated in 2012 through the efforts of some faithful Christians and Liberty Counsel allies. We defeated it again last year, and now we're here for the third time around. And the LGBT activists who are pushing this law, one thing we've learned is they never give up. So this may be a fight where we have to just keep defeating it, and it'll just keep coming back. But we are hopeful to once again defeat this law. We have a final vote scheduled, and we hope at that time to either persuade enough council members to vote against it or persuade the mayor to veto it.
How do you see the political agenda of the left involved in this issue?
It's a fascinating political question. The left or the LGBT activists have never had difficulty recruiting Democrats to their cause. But what we're seeing more and more is Republicans who are beholden to large companies, who are involved in large economic development deals. More and more, they're buying into this agenda and this movement. And the reason is simple: follow the money. They're afraid that Human Rights Campaign and organizations like that will say bad things about them and accuse them of being homophobic or bigoted if they don't get on board with the LGBT agenda. And so rather than serving the public whom they're elected to serve, they're serving dollars and their own interests. And that's what's been really fascinating on one hand, but disappointing more than anything else.
Roger, the homosexual activist agenda, which includes the transgender issue, they, for decades now, they're very clever. The left engages in euphemism in order to push its cause. They call up, down, black, white, and evil good. And of course, scripture says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. They have been masterful in co-opting the language of the genuine and noble civil rights movement in order to push their radical agenda that demands sexual license and demands the end of any public expression of biblical sexual morality. So tell me, they compare my old friend Ken Hutchison, who passed away from cancer. He was a pastor in Seattle, black man, a former NFL player. He used to say, don't compare your sin to my skin. Are they being honest in calling this a civil rights issue, or is that disingenuous? That's my first question. And the second question is, the skin color, is it the same as so-called sexual orientation, or is it different? And if different, how so?
Those are great questions. And the answer is, of course, it's disingenuous. The so-called plight of the LGBTQ activist in 2017 is not in the same universe as the plight of black Americans in the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s. We don't have fire hoses waiting for LGBT people when they walk down the street. We don't force them to sit in the back of the bus. We don't beat them with axe handles. We don't have lynch mobs going after them, despite the propaganda that would have you believe that LGBT people don't feel safe anywhere in the country. It's absolutely not the same struggle. And one of the reasons why it's so offensive is that much blood was shed dead. And many brave and courageous African Americans fought very hard for the rights and the Civil Rights Act and
Absolutely.
The rights that they enjoy today. Even Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did not believe that sexual orientation was a innate characteristic or a civil rights issue. He believed it was a condition to be treated, compassionately to be sure, but nonetheless a condition to be treated and to overcome. And the idea that this is anything like the civil rights struggle of the 50s and 60s, it really should be offensive. Anyone who can read history and see the difference. Just last week in our Jacksonville battle, we had testimony from a Black woman who was formerly a lesbian, formerly a high-level activist and publisher in the LGBT movement, who said she experienced a change through Jesus Christ. And she testified very boldly and succinctly to the city council in Jacksonville that this is not an innate characteristic that you are stuck with or born with. This is fluid. This is something that can change. And she could speak credibly because she
She's proof of that, yeah.
did change. We need more and more courageous people like her to stand up and say, this was something that I was afflicted with for a time, but I overcame it. It is not an innate characteristic like race. She can never stop being Black, but she can stop being a lesbian by stopping the conduct. And in her case, turning her life over to Christ, who showed her a new way.
Amen. You know, Roger, I think about, for example, North Carolina and the different businesses that threatened to pull out because of these bathroom bills. Is that happening in Jacksonville? Are these businesses threatening to pull out of Jacksonville if this is not passed?
That's another great question. The argument is being made by certain council members and others who are involved in what they call high-level negotiations to bring businesses to Jacksonville. And out of one side of their mouth, they'll say things like, well, this is an issue that gives Jacksonville a black eye or puts it at a disadvantage. But then when pressed for evidence, they say, well, no company has actually said, we won't come to Jacksonville because you don't have one of these laws. That really should be the end of the discussion. There is no evidence. No single company has stepped up and said, we're not going to come to Jacksonville because you haven't passed one of these laws. The fact is, Jacksonville is a fair and welcoming city already. Its citizens don't need to be told, you're not good enough. And the ironic thing, and something that's a little bit sad, I think, is that the very people who are supposed to be leading Jacksonville's economic development seem to be the people who are rooting against Jacksonville, really using this law as a means of economic extortion, saying, we will basically work against your economic success in order to get one of these laws passed. The market does not respect one of these laws. The existence or non-existence of one of these laws makes no difference whatsoever in the economic outcomes.
Roger, isn't it the intimidation factor? I mean, the Human Rights Campaign, with their so-called Equality Index, they have defined the terms in such a way and used this language of civil rights in order to go after these corporations to essentially shut down free speech, to shut down the biblical model and the biblical understanding of human sexuality. It seems to me that the smart thing to do for these corporations and to represent their shareholders in the best possible way, if they're in the business of making widgets, shouldn't they be about the business of making widgets and not get involved in these highly polarizing issues where, you know, we are a divided country? Well, ostensibly, most of the employees of these companies and the shareholders and others are divided, so they're picking sides in the culture war, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And, you know, pick any widget maker that has a 100% perfect track record for never having discriminated against an LGBT person in their company. That track record, that perfect track record, will get them 0 points on the Human Rights Campaign Equality Index. The only way to score points with the Human Rights Campaign is affirmative propaganda within your company, affirmatively making LGBT activism an element of compensation for senior management, making LGBT activism really the key component of scoring points on this so-called equality index. It's really an activism index. But like you said, Human Rights Campaign has done a masterful job of manipulating language to make us think that this is an issue of equality. It's really, at the end of the day, it's an issue of power. The LGBT activists want power that they don't have. And that's the power to silence opposition, the power to coerce affirmation of their lifestyle. And unfortunately, many of our companies in the United States have bought into that.
Well, Roger, thank you for joining us today on Faith and Freedom, and please continue to stay informed at our website with this and other issues that Liberty Counsel is involved in regarding religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and family and marriage. Again, that's Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We rely on your prayerful support as we do represent our clients pro bono. We've had the privilege to represent Sandra Merritt. She was one of the journalists who unveiled the undercover videos that revealed that Planned Parenthood is making huge profits of selling human baby body parts. So it's so important to know the truth. Please stay informed and involved at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.